Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing.
Good morning. Did you ever wonder why, when the regular media provides superficial coverage on a news story that, if you dig beneath the headlines, the truth turns out to be different? As a perfect example of this, let's look at the Census Bureau's news release of advanced monthly sales for retail and food services, September 2022. That was released on October 14. The figure of $684 billion in sales in September exactly matched the latest August number. On the surface, that may sound like the U.S. economy is on an even keel. However, if you dig into all seven pages of data, a different interpretation emerges. As explained in the very first sentence of the release, retail and food service sales are adjusted for seasonal variation and holiday and trading day differences, but not for price changes. That should immediately warn you that the headline data is unreliable. You have to go to page 5 and find the actual unadjusted numbers. There you learn that September sales were 5.7% lower than the month before. That is a huge difference than the headline stating they were unchanged. Even worse, the 5.7% decline this year exceeded the unadjusted sales drop of 3.8% from August to September last year. Sales in 10 of the 13 subcategory sales fell by a greater percentage from August to September this year than a year earlier. The only categories up this September over August, where they declined in the prior year, were health and personal care stores and general merchandise stores. Food services and drinking places fell by a smaller percentage than the year before. Also remember, the actual data does not take into account the huge increases in consumer prices over the past year. Thus, the large decline in September sales this year from August means that the number of units sold fell by an even larger percentage. The September retail sales report, once you examine the details, was far worse than the headlines reported by the regular media. This shows why you need to dig beneath the headlines. That's it for now. Come back Friday for Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Tom Colson, General Manager, Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.